Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Omagyana timirandasya ganandana shalakaya shakshun meritam yena tasmai shri uravi numa shi chaitanya manupishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tarati svaparandikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yutapara Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Panamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gauga Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Tatsat. Hare Bol. Thank you very much. So many blessings. Go on, go. Okay, we read the verse. Vaktum mahasya sheshena. Vaktum mahasya sheshena. Devya hyatma vibhutaya. Devya hyatma vibhutaya. Yabhiya vibhuti bhiyalokan. Yabhiya vibhuti bhiyalokan. Imangstvam vyapyatishthasi. Imangstvam vyapyatishthasi. Vyapyatishthasi Vaktum mahasya sheshena Divya yatma vibhutaya Yabhiya vibhuti bhiyalokan Imangstvam vyapyatishthasi Please Vaktum mahasya sheshena Divya yatma vibhutaya Yabhiya vibhuti bhiyalokan Imangstvam vyapya tishtase Vaktum mahasya sheshena Divya yatma vibhutaya Yabhiya vibhuti bhiyalokan Imangstvam vyapya tishtase
Vishvesha Prabhu, you'd like to chant?
Vaktum mahasya sheshena Divya vyatma vibhutaya Ya
Sabhir Vibhuti Bialukan. Imang Jabhya Dushushase. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vaktum to say, Ahasi, you deserve Asheshena in detail, Devya, divine, He, certainly, Atma, your own, Vibhutayaha, opulences, Yabhihi, by which, Vibhutivihi, opulences, Lokan, all the planets, Iman, these, Tvam, you, Vyapya, pervading, Tirthasi, remain. Please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. Purport. In this verse, it appears that Arjuna is already satisfied with his understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. By Krishna's grace, Arjuna has personal experience, intelligence and knowledge, and whatever else a person may have. And through all these agencies, he has understood Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For him, there is no doubt. Yet he is asking Krishna to explain his all-pervading nature. People in general, and the impersonalists in particular, concern themselves mainly with the all-pervading nature of the Supreme. So Arjuna is asking Krishna how he exists in his all-pervading aspect through his different energies. One should know that this is being asked by Arjuna on behalf of the common people. Again the verse. Vaktum mahasya sheshena devya hyatma vibhutayaha yabhya vibhuti vialokan imangstam vyapya tishtase. Please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. So, this is a very brief verse today. And while preparing, I was thinking that actually I would like to speak mainly about, or only about, one point of the purport, and that is that Srila Prabhupada, the last sentence, he says that one should know that this is being asked by Arjuna on behalf of the common people. Well, I chose to speak on this point due to the theme I want to focus on. The theme is the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And we will see in the due course of the lecture, I hope it will come out, that how we can attract the Lord's mercy. So now here we have the example, the role model of Arjuna, Sri Arjuna, and he is acting on behalf of all of us, conditioned living entities, who are still within the illusion of material energy. We still think, oh, we are the body, we are male, female, or so many designations, which we are actually not. So therefore, he acts very exemplary to show us the path in Krishna consciousness, basically. Open our eyes. And there's one verse that is actually also related to another aspect of this aspect of mercy. That is, in the beginning of the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that Arjuna is already satisfied. He already realized Krishna. A few verses before, he said, Param Bhama Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. So that means Arjuna, he understood completely that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not only from his own consideration, but also from what the other Acharyas said, such as Narada, Asita, Devala, Vyasa. They confirm this truth, does he say, in the text 11, 12 and 13 of this chapter. So now I found one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I want to read a part of that verse. Yavannaham yatavavu yatrupa gunakamakaha tathaiva tattva vijnanam astutemat anugrahat.
This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, 32, the verse and the purport. In this place of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma tells Lord Krishna, he reveals himself to Brahma. And Lord Krishna says here to Lord Brahma, all of me, namely my actual eternal form and my transcendental existence, color, qualities and activities, let all be awakened. Sorry. Let all be awakened within you by factual realization out of my causeless mercy. So here we can see that by the Lord's causeless mercy, Brahma suddenly realized everything, you know, because he wanted to create, so therefore he needed the empowerment of the Lord. So this is basically where this verse is to be found in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, the secret of success in understanding the intricacies of knowledge of the Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, is the causeless mercy of the Lord. Even in the material world, the father of many sons discloses the secret of his position to the pet son. The father discloses the confidence unto the son whom he thinks worthy. An important man in the social order can be known by his mercy only. Similarly, says Srila Prabhupada, one must be very dear to the Lord in order to know the Lord. Yes. So then a little later in that purpose, also Srila Prabhupada explains that one can know the supreme truth if one has unflinching faith in the bona fide spiritual master as well as in the Lord. These verses are also to be found in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's two verses in the Madhya Lila, chapter 19, texts 151 and 52. Most likely all of you know these texts. But anyway, I copied the whole purpose and text, and I would like to read it because it's about how we can attain and handle and develop this mercy of Sri Guru and Krishna.
Brahmand Brahmita Kuna Bhagya Vanjiv Guru Krishna Prasada Paya Bhakti Lata Bija.
Translation, according to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with the bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seat of the creeper of devotional service. So, in the first paragraph of this purport, Srila Prabhupada explains a little bit that out of many living entities, only one who is really fortunate, he can get in touch with Krishna, to the agent, to the guru. And that is not something very common, actually. Then he continues to explain what is the preliminary and prerequisite to get this mercy. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, and if one desires something, Krishna fulfills one desire. So this is actually very important. If we desire, we have this initial desire to learn, okay, what is God, what is the Absolute Truth. We are searching for knowledge. Then finally the Lord reveals himself. And this we can also see in Srimad Bhagavatam, for example, in the example of Dhruva Maharaj. He was very eager. Yes, let me go to the forest. Even though he was a child, 5-year-old child, he went to the forest and was determined, no, I want to find out God. Only God can help me. And then he imitated the sages that were there and underwent severe tapasya and everything, but the Lord
within his heart, he could understand that this small boy, Dhruva Maharaj, he's really eager to meet me. So therefore he sent his representative, Srila Narada Muni, to him, who first of all tested him if he was really interested in undergoing this process. And then after passing this test, finally Dhruva, after practicing this tapasya and this process of attaining the Lord, he finally also got the darshan of the Lord in a very short amount of time, I think half a year or something. Very, very soon, because he was so determined. So, Krishna, who is situated in everyone's heart, gives him the chance to meet a bona fide spiritual master. This is called Guru Krishna Prasade. Krishna is prepared to bestow his mercy upon all living entities. This is also some very significant point that will come up later, also during the discussion. We'll see how much later. There's two analogies given to that example. One is that of the rain. The rain cloud is raining all over the place, not only over the land where the water is needed, but also above the stones, above the water, in so many places. And also the sun, as another analogy, is distributing the sun rays over the sinful people, over the pious people, everywhere. It doesn't make the distinctions. And we can see Lord Chaitanya, when he appeared, he also freely distributed his mercy, his love for Krishna, to everybody who wanted to accept it, who had just this initial faith. Then Srila Prabhupada cites the example also of Srila Narada Muni, who became so fortunate. He says in his previous life he was born of a maidservant. Although he was not born into a prestigious position, his mother was fortunately engaged in rendering service to some Vaishnavas. And then by serving these Vaishnavas and obeying their orders, the boy became the object of their sympathy. And by the Vaishnavas' unknown mercy, he gradually became a pure devotee. So within this small sentence, there are so many items that are actually very important for us to understand. So Prabhupada first of all says, by serving the Vaishnavas. One thing, how we can attract the mercy is by serving the devotees. Because we are not yet pure, so we cannot directly serve the Lord. Therefore we have to serve somehow their devotees. And also another one is obeying the orders of the spiritual masters and of the devotees. And then, by acting in such a way, the boy became the object of their sympathy. He became dear to the devotees, right? This is also something that we hear in Bhagavad Gita, anyway, that somebody who is dear to the Lord, he gains the favor, right? Very, very natural. Also in the verse that I quoted after this Bhagavad Gita verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, the same point was made. One has to be somehow attract the Lord's mercy by becoming dear to him. So this is two things what we can do. Yeah. And Srila Prabhupada here explains that following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, this Krishna conscious movement is rendering service to humanity by giving everyone a chance to come in contact with Krishna. So this is ultimately, we can find two verses also in Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter. After the final instruction, so to say, that Krishna gives, how one can actually completely gain his mercy is by complete surrender unto him. But before, after this verse, he also says in verse 18, 68 and 69, for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. There's no one in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Srila Prabhupada in Purport 268 explains, anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, will advance in devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. So here we have the guaranteed ticket, how to go back home, back to Godhead. We just have to present Bhagavad Gita. But it is not that simple, of course, because it also requires purity. It requires the sincerity and purity. Let me see. Because otherwise these words don't have the power. There's actually one more passage that I wanted to cite. This is also coming in one of the purports of CC. In text 152. The translation is, when a person receives the seed of devotional service by the mercy and guru, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. So that means we just not simply accept it, but we really have to take it as something very precious and protect it in our innermost chambers of the heart, really plant it deep. In the Bible there's also a nice analogy given that if the seed is fallen, let's say, on a way or something, you know, on some stony ground, he may still fructify, but because he does not develop the roots very deep, you know, after some wind comes or something, he will be, you know, he doesn't live very long. So therefore we have to take this seed, this is our own endeavor that we need to do, and plant it deep, appreciate it and develop it, cultivate it. So then, if he waters the seed, gradually, by the process of Shravana and Kirtan, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout. So, Srila Prabhupada, in this purpose, he explains the methods, rules and regulations by which one is perfectly trained in devotional service constitute the Bhakti Lata Beach, or the seed of devotional service. So this means, in other words, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. We have to follow the rules and regulations. We have to follow regulative principles, and chant the 16 rounds, come to Mangalarati, just to be in the fire of the process, just, and then we will automatically also get the same quality of fire, and we'll be able to give it to others, infect others. This is a little more explained, a little more elaborated by Srila Prabhupada. The Bhakti Lata Beach can be received only through the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, one has to satisfy the spiritual master to get the Bhakti Lata Beach. Yasya Prasada Bhagava Prasada. The Bhakti Lata Beach is the origin of devotional service. Unless one satisfies the spiritual master, he gets the bija, or root cause, of karma, jnana, and yoga, without the benefit of devotional service. But one who is faithful to his spiritual master gets the Bhakti Lata Bija. This Bhakti Lata Bija is received when one is initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. Now comes something very important. Please be very attentive. After receiving the spiritual master's mercy, one must repeat his instructions. And this is called Shravana Kirtana, hearing and chanting. One who has not properly heard from the spiritual master, or who does not follow the regulative principles, is not fit for chanting, kirtan. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita, one who has not listened carefully to the instructions of the spiritual master is unfit for chanting or for preaching the cult of devotional service. It's hard words, huh? But we can also see, even when we just take chanting, right? We have the 10 offenses, and the third offense is to disobey or neglect the orders of the spiritual master. So this is not only if we completely reject them, but also if we think, you know, little maybe here, little there. This is also offensive. So how do we want to develop the taste in devotional service? It's not possible. And everything is there in the Shastra. So, I want to read two more things before ending the class. One is actually from His Holiness Guru Govinda Maharaj. In his book, My Revealed Spiritual Master. And then he explains that we are completely dependent on the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and we should beg for his mercy, because this mercy is really powerful. And but for this thing, we need to first of all understand that we are really dependent upon the mercy of the devotees. If we still think, oh, you know, I can act independently still, you know, then we are very unfortunate. Then we still get these beaters of karma, jnana, and yoga, which are unfavorable to the cultivation of pure devotional service. And in the next chapter, he also says that the guru, sadhu, mahajan opens the eye. Then you can see Krishna's dear devotee. You think you are the seer, but that is completely backwards. Krishna and his dear devotees are the seers. You are to be seen. If they cast their merciful glance on you, good fortune will arise. And this is the spiritual master, by his causeless mercy, opens with his knowledge and his mercy our eyes, so that we can ultimately come to understand and to realize that we are not the body, but we are actually the spirit soul. And so this is very significant. How we can attract the mercy of the spiritual master is if they want to see us. If we are endeavoring so much, we are really eager, and we sit in the class, we ask questions, or, you know, we serve the instructions, and even we have difficulties. Because in this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, where it is said that one should approach the spiritual master submissively and ask questions for him and render service unto him, this is all about the relationship from the disciple and the guru. If the disciple does not put forward questions, how he want to progress? It's not that the spiritual master automatically will give it to him. But the questions automatically will arise, Hare Krishna, from within, if one has this eagerness, this laulyam for it. So this is the price of devotional service. And with this I want to finish. We have to cry and beg for the mercy. And we can show the Lord that we are sincere by the degree of our surrender. And surrender means surrender of our false ego, ultimately, of our independence. Are there questions or comments? Everything clear? Everybody agrees? Is ready to put it in practice? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grand Vajra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Gaura Bhaktivedanta ki jai.